Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports Talk, speaking to Anna Heacock. She is a Jefferson track and field athlete, cross country star as well, and also going to be continuing her career in track and field to Wichita State University. So yeah, Anna Heacock's going to be a shocker. And Anna, let's dive into a little bit more of the reason behind your choice for Wichita State here in a little bit. But I kind of want to talk about your senior year. You still got another year to go. Obviously, Wichita State saw a lot of great things in you over the last couple of years, said they wanted you right ahead of your senior year. And I imagine that kind of gives you a little bit ease of mind knowing that you got your place to go to. But talk a little bit about your career so far at Jefferson for track and field. Just kind of fill in people as to what Anna Heacock's been able to do.
Well, my freshman year, I didn't have a whole lot of success. I had come off a broken ankle, so that season was kind of rough. But then starting my sophomore year, I brought home my first state championship and then brought two more last year. And I've been able to increase decrease my times and increase my jumps and really improve as the seasons have gone on. And last year, I'd say, has been my most successful season yet. But I'd like to change that this senior track season and really make a statement for my last year.
Now, the state championships you're referring to are the 100 and 300 meter hurdles that you were able to finish first place in last year as a junior, and then the one that you mentioned as a sophomore was the 100 meter hurdles where you came in second in 300. So you're pretty close to making that, you know, back-to-back years with a pair of state championships in those two events. But I know, just looking at your mo-mile split track record, if you will, you're involved in a lot of different events. So can you kind of key us in as to what you're going to be focusing on for your senior year?
Yeah. So I do the 100 and 300 hurdles. I pretty much do every meet, and then I'll do the long jump. Sometimes they'll throw me in high jump, and then the 200-meter dash. It just kind of depends on the meet, what he's going to put me in. Like, I've been known to run a 4x4 every once in a while or open 400. And then in the summer I do completely different events than what I would in school season. And I'll run the 400 hurdles and the 100 hurdles and long jump. And then I'll do the heptathlon, which is my main event or events, which is 7 events over 2 days.
Okay. And which ones do you feel like, you know, throughout your workouts over the last several months, which ones do you feel like you have a really good shot of being a state champion in?
I've been practicing pretty much all year and have really been working hard. And I really think the 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles, I feel very confident in them. And I wouldn't be surprised if I know I'm capable of running a time in the 200 that is capable of winning. I just have to do it in that race. And then long jump, I was able to PR this summer, 18-1, which is definitely a jump worth mentioning as far as like winning it. And so I think with the improvements I'll have this season, that it wouldn't be out of question for me to bring home 3 or 4 state championships, but I will see if I can put the pieces together and stay healthy enough to get that done.
Yeah, I understand health has sort of been, here and there for you over the last several years. But when you talk about, you know, getting ready for this season, and you've already taken the steps necessary to do so, and obviously you're going to continue to do so, you got a great track and field coach, don't you, Alex Rugley?
Yes, I have many track and field coaches. Alex Rugley is one of them, and he's already been working with our team, especially our distance crew, and getting them out in road runs and doing workouts after school. And then we've had after-school weights that a lot of our track kids have been participating in to start getting in shape. So we've really started looking at that as far as, like, a team standpoint in winning state. And then my summer coaches have been working with me, and so I have a whole network of coaches that are working to get this team and as an individual getting me ready for this coming season.
All right, very well. Speaking of coaches, can you kind of fill us in as to who at Wichita State is someone you've been talking to throughout this, you know, entire recruiting process, who you're eventually going to be working with, if you can recall those names?
Yeah, Steve Rainbolt is his name. And there's another one that's Coach Heidi. She's the jumps coach, but Coach Rainbolt is the head coach. And we've been talking since I was eligible on July 1 that they're allowed to call you. We've been talking since then, and he's been the one that's really been keeping up with me and recruiting me.
All right, very cool. Now, did you get a chance to actually get out to the college campus at Wichita State?
Yes, I went out there for an unofficial visit last summer, and then this fall I'd gone on an official visit there, and so I've been out there twice.
What do you think of the place? I've actually been through Kansas, a lot of flatland to observe for sure, but what sort of jumped out to you about the Wichita State campus?
I really liked it was big, but it wasn't too big. I didn't want to be in a tiny school, but I really didn't want to be in a large school either. It was kind of that midway in between, and I really liked that. And then the campus was close enough that you could walk everywhere if you wanted, or you could drive. It just kind of depended. Like, I didn't want a really spread out campus, but I didn't want anything that felt squished either. It was just the perfect medium, and it was a really pretty campus, and it had all the resources that I would need in order to get my education. And I didn't want in a huge city. I didn't like the idea of that. And so there's Wichita that's right there that's a fairly decent size, but Wichita State is just outside of that, kind of in the country part, where it doesn't feel like you're in a city.
All right, very cool. I imagine Anna Heacock already has some hangout spots in mind, right?
Not quite yet, but
not quite.
Probably the track.
Okay, yeah, I guess that will probably be your most popular hangout spot for sure. That's funny. All right, Anna. Well, hey, congratulations on signing at Wichita State. Congratulations on such a great career up to this point, and we certainly wish you the best in your senior year.
Thank you so much.
That is Anna Heacock. She is now going to be a member of the Wichita State Shockers track and field team in 2019 as a freshman in August. So congratulations to her, and we do appreciate her coming on here on KJ Sports Talk.